Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of deliverance. Mark 16:17, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. That's the authority of the name of Jesus. You shall cast out the demons. Praise God, we can cast them out and be set free from all captivity. Jesus preached deliverance to the captives. That's what we need in order to eliminate the problems that are going on in the spirit in our life. And we know that life is spiritual, and we know that we're dealing with casting out spirits in order to get to the root cause in our life. In fact, we've talked about why we pursue deliverance. It's not only to obey the Great Commission, but also to see the rule and the reign of God be manifested in our life, to spoil the works of Satan, and to be set free from captivity, to occupy the promises of God as we drive out any inhabitants, spiritual inhabitants that would be hindering us. And we're dealing with the root problems in our life, getting to the unseen roots. It also brings a purification of ourselves. We purify ourselves through the cleansing of the flesh and spirit, the filthiness of the flesh, as we mortify the deeds of the flesh and we crucify the flesh, and the filthiness of the spirit, which are the unclean spirits, as we cast them out in order to perfect holiness in the fear of the Lord. That's in 2 Corinthians 7:1. Also, as we cast them out, we will break the curses and stop the, especially the inherited generational curses that are coming down the line affecting our life. And this is important. You've got to cast out the spirits. You know, I've talked to lots of Christians that say, well, I know I've got these inherited generational curses that are coming down the inheritance line. I can see them in my inheritance line, grandmother and mother, and see them in other people in the family. Then you think that, well, I'm just going to resist that, and I'm just not going to receive that, and that's the way I'm going to stand against it. Well, that's not going to solve your problem. Why? Because these spirits have come in at the time of conception. They are already there. They can be dormant for long periods of time, such as cancer or some physical problem that would not show up till you're 30, 40, 50 years old or 60 or so. But this doesn't solve your problem, just saying that I'm going to not receive it. I'm going to resist it. You've got to cast out the spirits that are there in order to eliminate them so they cannot manifest in you or against you at any time in your life. And this is very important to understand. Deliverance is for Christians. It is the children's bread. Who are the children of God today? It is those who are in Christ, who are children of God, have a covenant with God, and they need to be cast out. Many people have said that Christians can't have demons in them. That is a false teaching. The fact is, we're made of three parts: spirit, soul, and body. You are a spirit. You have a soul, which is your will, intellect, and emotions. You live in a physical body. Demonic spirits are not in your spirit. That's where God is dwelling specifically. But in the soul and the body, they're still there. That's why you still have the same problems before you were born again, and you still have them afterwards in your soul, affecting your will, intellect, emotions, or in your physical body. They must be cast out. And this is very important to realize, that this is the way you're going to get set free. Many people say, well, that's just the flesh. No, you need to understand there's an interconnection between the flesh and demons. When you're in the flesh, you sin, and that is an open door for demonics to come in. Witchcraft is a work of flesh, but also it's demonic activity in a person's life. Adultery is a work of the flesh, but also will bring adultery spirits that will drive that person. Those spirits will drive them to keep wanting to commit that sin continually. It's because there's an interconnection between the works of the flesh and demonic spirits. And it's important to cast these out. And we've taken the time to talk about how the demons enter. They enter through so many different means through it, but it's sin is the open door. And they can come in from the inheritance line, of course, is the number one negative influence in our life. Also through anything that could have happened where we were a victim of sin, such as at conception or in the womb or in childhood, through being abused or destructive things. Also through our own sins, through sins that we've committed of disobedience, sexual sin, witchcraft, dealing with things that we shouldn't have been involved in, that were an abomination to God, we would let spirits come in. and we need to deal with this and cast them out. How are you going to know what demons are in you? You know them by detection of what problems are in your life, as well as revelation. You know, Jesus came up to the man who had blind spirits and cast the blind spirits out of him. The man who had the deaf spirits, he cast the deaf spirits out of him. He knew it by the detection as well as revelation of the Holy Spirit. The name of the Spirit is by its function, and you cast it out by addressing that spirit and commanding it to come out in the name of Jesus. Now, Jesus did this on a regular basis. Deliverance was a public ministry. He did it in all the synagogues of Galilee. He preached the gospel, healed the sick, and cast out the demonic spirits every place he went. And he even taught the 12 to do it, the 70, and then he said that all believers are to do it in Mark 16:17. They also did it in the book of Acts. Philip did it. Paul did it. All of the ones did it. Peter was doing it. They all were casting out the spirits. In fact, when Jesus went to the cross, he was doing the cures and casting out demons daily, right up to the last day before he went to the cross. And we talked about the attitudes while casting out, how we need to know Jesus is the deliverer, that we have the fact that Satan is defeated. We don't have to be afraid of him. We have authority, and we're to keep our faith applied by speaking to the spirit by its function, commanding it to come out, realizing there can be groups of demons, and we need to continually cast them out till they're all gone, and we aggressively command them to come out, listening to the Holy Spirit for revelation with persistence, commitment to cast them out. And we know that as we drive them out, we're going to be set free. And it can take quite a bit of time sometimes in a person's life in order to be set free. Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to talk about the area of authority and really deal with this today. Colossians 1:13, the Bible says that he has delivered us out of the authority of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Legally, you have been delivered from all of Satan's works, including all activity of demons, but not experientially. They can still work in our life through from the inheritance line as well as from sin that we might commit. Now, Jesus got that authority back. See, legally, this has been accomplished, but experientially, you've got to use your authority. See, a lot of people think, well, I've been redeemed from the curse. Galatians 3:13. Then how could I have a curse on me today? It's very simple. Legally, you were redeemed in Christ nearly 2,000 years ago, but experientially, you have to break the curse by doing what the Word says to eliminate its effect in your life. You can tell the fact that you still can have a curse on you because sickness and disease is part of the curse, and we can get sick. Poverty is a part of the curse, and we can have poverty. Any kind of mental problems or home problems is a part of the curse, according to Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 and following. And we can have those problems today. Yet legally we've been delivered from it, but experientially not until we use our authority. Now this authority has been delegated to us in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is like the power of attorney. We have a power of attorney given to us, the name of Jesus, that when we speak in it, that is Jesus really operating through us. A power of attorney essentially says that when you have power of attorney, you are doing something, but really it's the person that's doing it through you. And this is exactly what's happening when we speak in the name of Jesus. Now, Luke 10:19, God's given us authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the ability of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt us. Also, 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Now, you have authority over the enemy. Don't be afraid whatsoever. Remember, Jesus used that authority to cast him out. He gave authority to his disciples, and they did the same works. You know, when we're dealing with overcoming the enemy, we need to realize there actually are two levels of spiritual warfare. One would be warfare in the heavens, which we wage through warfare intercession. And as you intercede and you cast down the principalities and powers and rulers and spiritual wickedness, you are engaging in the heavenly warfare to overcome the enemies in the area of the heavenlies. But there's a ground warfare as such, which is deliverance, which is directly casting out the spirits out of the people. Ground warfare, which is deliverance, is going to cast the demons out of individual to see them be set free from the bondages within them. It eliminates Satan's hold in a person. Just as warfare intercession is going to eliminate Satan's operations and hold in the heavenlies. Now, how did this happen? It happened because of the sins of the people. That's how the enemies were able to get established in not only in the heavenlies, but also in the people. And this is important as we do warfare intercession to cast down the principalities and powers and rulers and spiritual wickedness to overcome them in the heavenlies and as we cast out the spirits out of the people, then we will eliminate Satan's works in people. It is important. Some people just want to intercede and not minister deliverance. That's a mistake. You need to have deliverance to clean house in the realm of the spirit, in the heavenlies, and you also need to cast out the spirits out of the people. If you don't cast the spirits out of the people, and they continue in walking in ways of sin and yielding to them, then what happens? Those spirits can reassert themselves in the heavenlies. And it's very important. See, this is how the principalities got into their positions, because of the sins of the people that let the demons into them and established the strongholds in the heavenlies. So casting out the demonic spirits is going to eliminate them out of the people, and then casting them down from the heavenlies is going to eliminate them out of the heavenlies. In fact, Jesus even implied that casting out of the spirits out of the people will have an effect on the heavenlies. When they came back, the 70 came back and said that the devils were subject to them through thy name. And then he said he beheld Satan fall from heaven as lightning. Now Jesus saw this happening. Something was coming down from the heavens, yet the people were being cast, they were casting the demons out of the people, the 70 were. And that shows you that as they were casting them out of the people, then it was having a direct effect in the heavenlies as Jesus was observing Satan falling from heaven, meaning the spirits were coming down from the heavenlies as well. This is one of the reasons why the devils fought deliverance so much. He doesn't want you to intercede, but he also doesn't want you to get delivered, because he knows that if you get delivered, see, that's the sin of the people and the bondages in the people, which allows those strongholds to be in the heavenlies. We've got to cast out the demonic spirits. It will affect the satanic strongholds in the heavenlies, and we do warfare, intercession, and eliminate their works. Praise God. So we're going to use our authority. We've got to know our authority, and we're going to use the specific means of authority. And we're not going to have time to get into that today, but we're going to talk about that in the next broadcast, where there are really seven major ways of using your authority in taking dominion over the works of the enemy. And we need to know that, because we're going to use those weapons of authority and those means of authority in order to cast out the spirits, so binding and loosing and remitting of sins and casting out of spirits in order to see the captives be set free. I want to encourage you to be receptive to deliverance. It's nothing to be afraid of or be scared about. It is something that we all need. We all need to be delivered and set free from the demonic spirits that would influence our life. If you'd like some help, please give me a call, and we'll set up a time together to talk to you more about deliverance and talk about the areas of need in your life and minister to you directly. Look forward to seeing you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street, North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.